Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Biden is telling Democrats a scaled-down version of his economic package may have a better chance of passing, and he promises it would still have key components of his agenda. The president met with Democratic leaders yesterday, including Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark. She joins us now. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Rupa.
So would you mind setting the scene for us? What have these talks been like?
You know, yesterday's visit to the White House and our meeting in the Oval Office gave me confidence that we are going to deliver these bills for the American people. And I can tell you from my conversations across my district and with colleagues from across the country, these bills are going to help American families meet the challenges they face, whether it's childcare or lowering healthcare costs, making sure that people can get the care they need for their parents, their aging parents, without having to sell a family home. These sort of everyday challenges that have really caused economic crisis for so many families coming out of this pandemic that exacerbated conditions.
The president is now pitching a deal with a 10-year price tag of about $1.9 trillion, down from $3.5 trillion. So what's in and what's out?
You know, we are still working on a framework and negotiations are ongoing, but I can tell you the vital pillars of the Build Back Better plan are there. We are looking at addressing climate change with the urgency that it needs, looking at ways to invest in green technologies and renewable energy. We are looking at lowering healthcare costs from prescription drugs to making sure that the ACA subsidies are permanent and continue. An expansion of Medicaid, looking at expanding Medicare benefits. And finally is the care agenda and making sure that we are including women fully in our recovery. We only have to look at the September job numbers to know that women are at a record low, a 33-year low of participation. And so much of that is going to be helped by making childcare affordable and accessible, helping with home care, making sure people have paid leave so they don't have to choose between a paycheck and a sick child.
So that's a lot. As these negotiations continue, are there parts of the president's original proposal that you'll fight to keep in no matter what?
Well, you know, all of it is critical to meeting this moment. But as you know, my work has been focused on childcare. And childcare to me is not only do we have all the data that shows how much of a difference it can make in a child's life, improve a lifetime of earnings. But it is also our opportunity to allow for parents to be able to afford it. And I am, you know, thrilled that we are looking at funding universal preschool. That is going to be a transformative investment in our early education system that is going to pay benefits now and to the workforce of the future.
So much has been made of friction between Democrats. Why do you think it's been so hard to get all Democrats in line on this? The party has a majority in both the House and Senate and can't seem to get any traction.
Well, I think we have tremendous momentum at this moment. And that is what I saw coming out of the meeting yesterday at the White House, but also coming out from conversations that I've had across the Democratic caucus. Every single Democrat is leaning in to meeting this moment for American families. And you know who's absent is every single Republican. So we are going to get there. We are going to deliver because this is why the American people sent us to Washington.
Massachusetts Congresswoman and Assistant House Speaker Catherine Clark, thank you for joining WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Rupa.